There's the head of the Players Association, Don Fear. Happy New Year, Mr. Fear.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah, we're just listening to your news broadcast before, and I'll just take the time to congratulate Barry Larkin. I've known him a long, long time on the Baseball Hall of Fame vote, and that's really a wonderful thing. He's a first-class guy, and just a great move.
Was he a no-brainer in your mind?
Well, I have never been able to get into the heads of the people that vote. But if I was voting, it would have been a no-brainer, yeah.
Is there anybody else on the ballot that you think will get in inevitably? Now, you could do it mathematically. It's been proven. If you ever get 50%, you get in eventually. Nobody has ever gotten 50% and not gotten in. So that adds a few names.
Well, I would like to be able to answer that. And in a bar sometime, I might. But I have made a long-standing practice not to comment on such things, and I think I'm better served that way, because whoever you say yes about expects to be, and if you don't mention somebody else, then you're in trouble.
With one exception, I think you'll agree, Don, you have said you think that Marvin Miller deserves to be recognized.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, here, here.
Yes, no doubt about that, but there you're dealing, obviously, with a non-player. That's a different kind of an issue.
Right.
Let's get to your current job. Specifically, was this a difficult decision or a pretty easy decision to veto the notion of realignment as it was proposed?
Well, let me take a bit of an issue with the way you phrased that. Essentially, what the situation is that under the agreement, they have an obligation with something like this to seek the players' consent, and the players have an obligation not to unreasonably refuse to provide that consent.
Right.
And when the information came out after the Board of Governors meeting several weeks ago, a month or so ago, whenever it was, we began to ask some questions and get a bunch of information. And we indicated to them that there were a couple of problems, one of which was that after some initial information transfers in which it was unclear, it became clear that there would be increased travel, but it was unclear as to how much and which clubs. And we asked for some draft schedules or sample schedules. They said those could not be provided. We then asked for, could we have some discussions about perhaps some conditions on scheduling of games that might alleviate those kinds of concerns that some of the players had. They said they weren't in a position to have those discussions. Then on the playoff issue, the players felt pretty strongly that having a situation in which two divisions had a permanent advantage over the other two divisions in terms of making the playoffs, you had to beat three teams in two divisions and four teams in the other two divisions, that they'd like to talk about some way to rectify what they thought was a fundamental unfairness, and we indicated we'd like to have some discussions about that with them. They said they were not in a position to have such discussions. So this wasn't something in which the player said, no, never, not under any circumstances or anything like that. We said we'd like to talk to you about it, and we were simply not in a position to have those discussions.
Okay.
So that's basically the way it ended up.
Now, they obviously, and this won't surprise you, they have a very different version of events. They feel as though they asked and you guys didn't provide, and back and forth. And to because there's such a different view of events, it's led people like myself to suggest this is not a good sign for the processes that lay ahead of a collective bargaining agreement. Can you address that as a concept?
Well, I am not sure very much why we ended up in a significant public debate about this issue. To the extent that we did, maybe some people felt they had to justify their positions. I don't know. We waited to see what the league would do. But I will tell you that from my standpoint, I don't take it as a precursor of anything. I take it as a situation in which we thought we needed some additional information. The players wanted some assurances on the scheduling. They also wanted to talk to them about the playoff issue. We didn't attempt to prejudge what the results of those conversations would be, and I don't prejudge them now. It's just that the people in the commissioner's office said they were not in a position to have those discussions, and I fully respect that. They're certainly entitled to take that view. I hope they don't have any ill will. I certainly don't have any ill will, and hopefully the negotiations will take their own course.
Would you be prepared to have those conversations? Now, I know they put a January 6th deadline on it, but given that the schedule doesn't come out till much later in the year, and given that Phoenix is still very much in the air and they might have to address that in terms of a schedule, could you not have discussions in the next couple of months?
Sure you could.
And have you got any indication? I know you've got to go, but have you got any indication or had any indication that they'd be amenable to having those conversations?
Not yet, but in fairness, we haven't asked about doing it a month or two from now or in the context of other events. And in fairness, they have an obligation, I think, to try and put schedules together for next season. The calendar doesn't stop.
And so to paraphrase again, and just so we're clear, There may not be any huge issues or insurmountable issues in this proposal, but there are just areas in which you have questions that require answers.
Not quite. What I said was there are questions about the schedule. We need some more information. We'd like to try and see if the players' concerns can be alleviated or eased in some way. And there is an issue with the playoff structure that we'd like to talk to them about if they want this form of realignment. But those, you know, there was not something that said, nobody sat down and said, oh, you can't have four divisions under any circumstances because that's an unlucky number or something like that.
Right. I know you got to scoot. We thank you very much for your time. We'll talk soon, I hope. Thanks, Don.
All right. Thanks.
Don Fear, the head of the National Hockey League Players Association.